How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned back into the broadcast, and we'll pick up our study here in John chapter 7, right at the end of the chapter. We'll to get the context and that which is at hand, we'll pick it up and back up here to verse 45. Then came the officers of the chief priests, those that have been sent, and Pharisees, and they said unto them, why have ye not brought him? These are men, these are officers that have been sent to apprehend the Lord. They didn't bring him. The officers answered, verse 46, never man spake like this man. Then answered them the Pharisees, are ye also deceived? And they've heard the word of the Lord. And they're saying, oh, you guys are deceived also. Said, this man is a criminal. We need to bring him to justice. But the Lord Jesus Christ is innocent and most holy and wonderful and great. But they despise him. They put here on these fellows, said, have any of the rulers of the Pharisees believed on him? We know of two, Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea. But this people who knoweth not the law are cursed. These are three errors by the leadership here in this day. Have there been any of those of the Sanhedrin, the leadership, believed on him? Well, the answer is yes. They think no. The people that knoweth not the law are cursed. That is true, and they miss that the scripture does speak of Christ. Nicodemus saith unto them, he that came to Jesus by night, being one of them, so he's there in the leadership also, doth our law judge any man before it hear him? And knoweth what he doeth? He said, let's be honest about this, fellas. And they answered and said unto him, they get ugly right off the bat, are thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet. But there is a prophet, and that prophet is Jonah. Verse 53, and every man went into his own house. And so they disband, break up. Their attempt to take the Lord Jesus Christ is unsuccessful, and not because it wasn't a good plan. Not because they didn't have the ability, not because they didn't have the wherewithal, but the power of God is at hand, because it's not time for the Lord Jesus to be surrendered over into the hands of wicked men. So now in chapter 8, verse number 1, we pick up our ongoing study. In John chapter 8, verse number 1, Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple. The Mount of Olives there being east of the temple area, the Temple Mount. He goes up into the Mount of Olives at that time, at the end of that feast. And early in the morning, he comes back down to the temple. And all the people came unto him, and he sat down and he taught them the teaching of the Lord. Teaching of the Lord, preaching of the Lord, teaching of the Lord. Teaching, teaching, teaching. We need doctrine. That's what the word doctrine means, is teaching. We need the doctrine of our Savior. We need it within us. We need to think the way he thinks, so that we may do the way that he does. And so the Lord here is seen sitting down and teaching. That's what a good man of God does, is he teaches the word of God to others. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. Oh, this is very interesting. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. We've caught her. We caught her right there doing it. We were there in wait, and we found her in the very act of adultery. Now Moses in the law, verse 5, commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So here the Lord Jesus, he's there teaching in the temple. the leadership in Israel once again bring him a woman caught in the act of adultery. And rather than answering, the Lord Jesus Christ stoops down and begins to write. This is again, according to what is going to be yet another thing, according to what the Word of God says that we saw in the last chapter. And I want to point your attention to this verse in John chapter 7. If you have your Bible, turn over here to verse 24 of John 7. And the Lord says, "Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment." Yet again, they tempt the Lord Jesus, and they bring, if you will, a half-baked situation to him that they might have to accuse him. Why would they have anything to accuse our Lord of? Well, maybe he would just say, "Well, let her go. Let her go. I forgive her. Let her go." But that wouldn't be according to the law, would it? Or maybe there would be some other thing where he would say that she should be condemned, but there are some things missing, and we're going to point that out. And so then they would have to accuse him then. Or some other thing that he would do, because that's what they're looking for. They want to accuse him. They're tempting him that they might have to accuse him, verse number 6 of chapter 8. And Jesus stoops down writing. What is he writing? Is he writing maybe of the commandments where it says, "Thou shalt not commit adultery"? Maybe he's writing that. He is writing. He does know letters, doesn't he? He knows how to read. He knows how to write. Maybe he's writing down there portions of the law that have to do with adultery. Maybe what he's writing on the ground is that which says in the Old Testament law that if two are found committing adultery, that they both, it being proven that it is so, they both were to be taken and stoned, both the man and the woman. What's missing here in this picture? Well, let's read it again. Let's see what it says. In verse number 3, "And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery." Wait a minute. The Old Testament law, and maybe what the Lord Jesus is writing on the ground, is what's missing here is the man. There's no man. They brought the woman, but not the man. And so the scripture doesn't tell us what the Lord Jesus is writing on the ground, but I've got a suspicion that he was writing those portions of the law that they wanted to bring to bear, at least in part. We know that the law said that both were to be brought. And now listen, just as a side note here, adultery is a terrible thing. It's sin against God. It's condemned by God, and it should never be. May God help that the Lord's people be faithful to their spouses that the Lord's given. May the Lord help that those that claim the name of Christ, as well as any that are out there, God has forbidden that fornication be so amongst mankind. One that is not married should save themselves for the one that they would marry. And then only in the bounds of marriage and the vows of marriage should one engage in and enjoy those intimate things that the Lord God created in the Garden of Eden and reserved for marriage. But one to give away themselves, and this is prevalent amongst our young people, the young people in our day, and amongst all of society, that men are fornicators and are illicit with one another, and just in many cases no better than animals that have no bent to be faithful to another. That should not be. God condemns it. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but adulterers and whoremongers God will judge, it says in Hebrews. And so these things are here, and the Lord is not saying by any means in this account that it's not so, that adultery is wicked and evil before God. But these men are not judging righteous judgment. They didn't bring their friend. they didn't bring their father or their grandfather or their uncle or their cousin. They brought the woman, but they didn't bring the man. And so in verse number 7, it says, so when they continued asking him, they continued to press him and press him. He's writing on the ground. He lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. So now the Lord lays it on the line. Are you without sin in this matter? Are you representing this matter truthfully and correctly? Because, see, the law says what it says, and it's to be fulfilled. But these men are compromising it by not bringing their friend. You know, how was it that they knew that there would be one that would be committing adultery with this woman? She committed adultery, but so was the man. The man also was committing adultery. How was it that they knew that it was going to be this morning or at this time that they would be there and lie in wait to grab her and get her in the act, as they said? Why did they not bring the man? Are you all without sin? All of you that have cooked this up? All of you that have brought this woman, are you honest and upright in this thing too? No, not according to what the law, the Lord had rehearsed there on the ground and had written on the ground. Listen to what it says. And again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And maybe at that point, he gains their attention to what he's writing. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. So the Lord writes, he makes this challenge, said, are you being honest in this situation? Are you following what the law of God says? You're bringing forth the law and that she ought to be stoned, but where's the man? Where's the man? You're not judging righteous judgment. Remember what we read in John 7:24, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment, that which the Lord has said. And so they all go out from the oldest to the youngest. And then in verse 10, it says, when Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? Said, woman, who's here to condemn you? Where's your accusers? Is there anyone here to condemn you? She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. He doesn't end right there. Go and sin no more. So I believe here in this that the Lord saved this woman. She calls him Lord, not master, not rabbi, but calls him rather Lord. She said, no man, Lord. And the Lord said, neither do I condemn thee. And he didn't stop right there, but he said, go and sin no more. The Lord acknowledges that she was engaged in sin. But having now saved her, he says, turn from those things. You go. You're free. Go and sin no more. That's what salvation does. It convicts the sinner of their sin, shows them that they are guilty, and then the salvation of the Lord speaks unto them, don't keep on sinning. Turn from sin, leave that behind, and serve and follow the Lord. She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.